Mr. Dobson, reel 9. Just talking about Brandsmouth when you first came back from Germany. We mentioned the accommodation. You talked a little bit about that. What sort of things were you doing in Brandsmouth?
Really, if you can't go to the train yard, there was strategy moving for the moving down at the time. So you didn't get anything ready, you took them over. I wasn't sure where we got issued then with the kit. But we took the courier, a green bus, red buses from China. And we went in what we used in Korea. I'm not sure whether the issue before went to Swansea or whether we got when I come back. I'm not quite sure. It could have been a follow on. Just duties like them, just preparing.
What sort of duties?
Well, just cleaning.
Your personal equipment.
Yeah, your equipment, your rifles and all that. Usual training. Like I say, not there very long before they spend there.
I think you said about a week.
I would say about a week. Maybe longer, just a little more.
Were you still in headquarters company at this
Oh,
time?
yeah, I was still there. I was in headquarters. I was there by the block.
So what sort of thing were you doing then?
Just there, I was just seeing the duties as I was doing Berlin. Different, then here I got different companies and everything like that. I wouldn't be running any operations or anything, no monster. We might have done it, but that was, I think that was later on before we did go up here. So, no, just prepared for the training.
Preparing for this more intensive training.
Yeah.
Can you remember what the food was like at Brandsmouth?
It was Berlin. It wasn't bad, mate, but I think there was a few complaints, like, the one in the office here, so couldn't have it. Was everything all right? I think it was told there was a lot of things not what they thought was right, But there wasn't, I think it wasn't as good as it would be all right. But it was all right. It's still good. It was all right.
So was your typical day very much as it was in Wavell?
Yeah, just the same when they come to our quarters. Just the same.
Doing the same sort of duties.
Yeah, exactly the same.
What other things were going on? Was it guard duties as
Oh
normal?
yeah, where the lads did guards. I'm not sure there was some permanent staff at Brandsmouth. And they did a lot of the guards. And the gates and that, So I think we relieved them there. So we hadn't a building, but I think someone did it. So let's score on that anyway.
Were you allowed out on a night time?
No, but we couldn't. I think we had to stop in the camera. We were frightened for doing your room or something like that. I think it's like I see some of the lads that live nearby, like in Tramore or somewhere like a building like that, with a fence like. I think we're going to take a call as well. I can't remember him going out, couldn't you? And I'll tell you, bring him in the building, maybe. I don't know what to tell you. It was too far for me. From Brunswick to go out. I mean, bush lines, not. Couldn't walk.
Your parents, did they know you were back in Durham?
Yeah. I'd walked and told them back when I was coming. So I knew, like. My mother was behind the house, coming home. I mean, then these forms, I mean, you never bothered them really, not like money, what money, but you hadn't been there.
So you didn't get to see your parents?
No, that I didn't return down with their something. I didn't want to come back, never got to 3 weeks leave.
So you still hadn't had any leave at this point?
No. No. I was overdue. Couldn't
And then you spoke about moving down to
remember
Strensel.
that. Was right on the 5 years, that means. garden, and then took me to run out of there.
So you moved down to there after only a matter of days, a week or so.
I've been back very long and moved down there.
How did you move down to there? Was that another train journey?
Yeah, we went down the mountains.
That must have been quite a job.
Yeah, and we sort that's how we went down. I can't remember the train guys. I think it must have been the mountains.
So the whole battalion moved down?
Yeah. We looked like under camps and day tents, you know. Maybe about 8, 9 in the tent.
So I was just going to ask if you could describe the camp.
Well, really, it was under canvas by the camp in, I guess, where it was. It was a good thing, I remember. But all the rest was under canvas.
Was it fenced off?
Yes, I think it was. That's when I'm going to go to the company of quarters, a girl called Purvis. And he was like a little, just like a little carrier, what he was called a carrier, like a little tent. You know, if I went down to Fells, I think it was to take the maze, and I think it was to jump with that, and I was to do a ride with him at the tent. He came into the company of clothes, real cold clothes. So I swelled the ramps a bit, you know. That was when we, that's when we made come in. Alan Foster. He was made for latrines and that, you know, for the company, you know. He was the sanitary leader. He did. I think it was then when he got made it, because he had a train for the whole career. He had to get to know about all those powers and the toilets and that, and that was the job.
So what were these tents like?
Oh, they're like the bell tents. You know, you pull them in there and you sleep around it. You weren't on a bed, like a polyas, you know. And you slept in straw, that was it.
Just on the floor?
Yeah, just on the floor. And every day and that.
Yeah. No lockers or... heating?
Yeah. We had all our gear with us, like, you know, we left some of the brands before we had. So we just took what we needed there, really, for training.
To take your weapon with you?
Oh, yes, that was all about that. Because, I mean, we did live ammunition weapons and the schemes were, you know, following. We didn't know that.
You mentioned before, and we touched on extra equipment that you were issued with.
That was the equipment that you could
use. Yeah. Were you issued with anything else to go on to this training, this intensive training?
No, I didn't. Yeah. Just, you know, you had a lot of bottle and things like that. Things in the front for the carry ammunition.
Ammunition pouches, your webbing.
Your webbing, yeah. It was like a green. That was what they went through with, so. These things were the gaiters, and then we took off here, and you had like cloth things used to wrap them, you know, they were good. And you start wearing them and all that. So things changed there. I really got dense for the train.
You mentioned the canteen?
Yeah, I can't remember much about that because I don't think you had much time in it, really. It was just nice if you wanted something about chocolate or something, or whatever, anything, you know. You didn't get very long in there because there was training.
Was there a nappy there?
Yeah, there was a nappy there.
Was that in part of the canteen?
Yeah, I think it was. Or just a second building, I think.
So who else was in this camp? Was it just the Durhams?
Just the Durhams.
So we're talking about 1,000 men.
Yeah, well then, you know, there was, that's what I mean, there was a lot of blokes that had been in Malia. We had a bloke called Lugage, he came, they volunteered. And they've been sent back from here and joined the dogs to go to Korea. So there are quite a few volunteers, regular sports runners, and the introduction of mind, one of the easiest to get on to that one, because I thought they knew I didn't know I'd been on after duty in Malaya, the third command, leading the Navy. Well, they didn't bring you here. They were after a bit, they were after a bit. I think they were some jumpers,
And what were the latrines like? You were on the canvas.
Yeah, you just like dig out the bottom, you know, and the toilet's put on the top of the room, and we used to sit next to each other.
A hole in the ground. And what was that, a tent? Was it just a screen?
Can you remember? Yeah, well, that might have just been a tent or something like that. I can't remember much about that. But I think I saw it once before. And you had to learn how to do all it.
How to dig the trains.
Dig the trains and toilets, or the pipe that we'd run, you know. Or they put little stones in that around it. And all this DDT, all it was, and used the powders and what we learned about down there. Yeah, you had to learn it, just like it. I mean, anybody bought them, that was his duty. Buys two of them, he had two of them.
Did he have to dig them?
Well, he used to get help. Well, he used to get help, and so many deals should be assigned to it, you know, to do it. But I mean, one hole and the top things on, that lasted us.
I was just going to ask how long a particular hole lasted.
That would last us. I mean, Korea is different.
Yeah, well, obviously we'll come on.
It was exactly the same idea, it was different when you put it through then.
How do you?
When you came to tell you that when you put it.
Right. Right. How deep were these latrines then on the...
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about England here, back at...
Yeah, we're talking about 6 foot down a bit there, you know, so far there. And the toilets on the top. Sit there on the new clock.
So what did you think of them?
Well, yeah, I didn't just go back to them, I just went, you know, and I thought about them, and just sit and talk to the next week. Yeah. You can avoid me, maybe.
So was it a big, how many people could sit down in there?
I don't see what happened, remember, about half a dozen. I was sitting there.
Was there one to attend, or how was it organised?
No, I was there for the battalion. For the company, no, for the company, yeah. But the battalion had them, you know, but all the different companies had the trees, so had the tree man. That's when it started, I think there's a meeting night, we haven't been there.
Latrine man. And that was a company position, being latrine man for the company.
Because that's when many of us doing this, and that's when the company had company across.
And he was attached to the company headquarters?
Yeah, volunteer company. The company headquarters here. Different duties and all that. I think Ronnie took all his company cars, I guess.
What about food? What was that like?
Well, I don't remember if he survived, but there was a lot of when we were training that was brought out here in teams and everything. And we had just had less teams and... I remember once on a ski like that, and we were getting fed, and it was in the dark, and you know, you had your mess tins, and you put the stuff in the room, and we were eating it. And I opened the mess tins the next morning, covered in green. What the hell I've eaten, I don't know. I mean, I did it towards the end of the service, getting about 23. I think that was maybe something.
What was it like on the camp?
Really didn't get many meals at the camp. You know, you were always out, so we just had the cookhouse and up there. But there was a camp in, like, we did have a few, also.
Who cooked for you? How was the food prepared?
You had the cable corn. And that's when I think some of the lads, the dons, went on these courses for cooking. Out of me. That was the one as well, Corona Hebrew. That's right. That was later on. It was a Caton clinic. That's when we were on touch to them, the time we were at the funeral.
What about fresh water? Was the camp far from town?
I can't remember. It was close to me. None of us, I think, was there. I've got a few hours in Barnet Castle. And we got a bit time off, you know, just to sort of left it. And I think we went to the Barnet for a drink, just to get away from it.
Was that the nearest town?
I think it must have been close, because I remember going. But really, that's the only time I've been in Barnet for a drink. I've gone through it many times, but I've never. So it must have been.
How did you get fresh water? I presume this is quite a temporary, a tented camp. It was brought in by a tanker. How did you wash them?
I think that probably places like that. You know, these old wash places and all that, teen things. But some was in the room, I think, if I remember right. Some was in the tent.
Well, baths, showers?
There were showers, I believe. Where they had to be, I think. But I mean, it's faded there, but I don't know. It must have been there for some years, the 80 hours. So that would be something like this shower. So it must have been showers. And we went out to there.
And what about kit inspections at this camp? And we talked before when you were in Wavell.
But I mean, that's where you looked after your kit, and then that was your. That was your sewing up, you had to look after it, you know, from the rifle.
There were no inspections, it was the tent.
You got to keep it tight, yeah. Oh yes, that was nice, we like the inspection.
So you still had to make your bed?
Yeah, I think that'd be near it.
For all your blankets folded in a particular way? Or?
I can't remember doing that. I remember I think lying there, just making the bed. Like a straw mattress. But you had to keep it tidy, right? I mean, that's how you get disease, not really true. That was always stressed, I think, disease, you know. Keep yourself clean. So it must have been the showers, because you've got some good things, I guess.
I can imagine. What about duties whilst you were at this training camp? Guard duties?
No, I can't do the guard duty then. Not by training. Because most times you're always out. And then up on the fells.
What about relaxation there?
I don't think there was. I remember that time in Barnet Castle, that was the only one I can remember.
It's the only time you can remember leaving the camp?
Yeah, for a drink, a few Barnet.
How did you get into Barnet Castle?
I think they laid the wagons on, but they took them in, it was just a bit of a break. So that's how I got into there, like. So it mustn't have been all that far away. I can't remember Spencer or the place itself. I couldn't remember.
What about on camp then? What was there to do on your off duty moments?
I don't think I played football. I think that's one of the few things I didn't play.
Was there any sport later on?
Not that I can remember. Really, it was the training. To get the end of it, you know, to get into the career. I think, how long were you there?
I was just going to ask you how long you were there.
I know it was a fortnight or 3 weeks in terms of training.
So it was quite a short period of time.
Yeah, there was a lot, you know, it's the first time I'd stop overnight and really in the year, but somewhere I was there. live ammunition and things like that.
Well, we'll probably come on to the training then, whilst you were there in this intensive training unit. Was there any drill?
I don't think there was any drill. Like, I mean, you did parade for inspections and things like that. Like, you know, like, you didn't like that.
So when did your day start?
Well, it just depends. You might have been out all night or, you know, any time. So
there wasn't a regular pattern to the activity there?
Yeah, and you learn how to advance, you learn how to retreat, how to dig in, things like that. So,
so it wasn't any marching around and that?
Well, you used to march all over, like, you know, but it was part of the training, advancing.
What about fitness training?
Yeah, you still got that.
And what did that consist of?
Well, you exercise, push-ups and all that.
Was that a daily thing?
No, not really. Because those times were right all the same.
Any other fitness training that you can remember doing there?
No, not really. We just did like the normal push-ups and different things like that.
What about weapons? Was there any weapons training? You may have mentioned live firing. What kind of live firing was this? Was there firing like the firing range that you mentioned before?
Yeah, there was. I think there was one there. We'd also done this with Berlin's firing in front of it. And it's clear on the road. And I did all the same way. We'd done all that there as well. This wasn't as. I would say this wasn't as bad as that time in St. Louis. But it was bad enough, you know. And then being out there and I get slow. Getting back there at 10th, you know. Stripping off in the 10th.
Just talking about weapons training, you would obviously with the 303 again.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd get any stand on there. Not sure. I might be doing, but I don't think I have.
So you're still with the 303?
Yeah.
Any other weapons that you fired in this 2 weeks intensive training?
No. I just had the 303 and I never fired anything else here left. I was nearly also in the major area a couple of quarters, it's a couple of years. So I had the 303 on the slot.
So you were still attached to the headquarters, were you still in the headquarters company?
Yeah, I was still expanded to different companies.
But you still had to do the training that the rest of the like everybody else was doing.
Like
a Bren gun carrier.
A Bren gun carrier, that's it, right.
Yeah.
He was out
So did you just have the one carrier?
Yeah, we just had the one carrier.
Was that for the major, was it?
That's for the company, yeah. I think everybody had a couple of one for the company, so. Yeah. We were out from duty. I didn't go out. Insurers were about this. The league was about it. And then I didn't go out there. That was it, students.
So what did this intensive training, what was it in general terms? Tactical training?
Yes.
How can you explain?
Yeah, I had a little company in the lift, and we went over the fair and the advancing. And I was up in the tree just in case. How to get back, digging. Yeah, we got someone going to the shovel. That wasn't the part of the trip, right? Just had to get the shovel and dig a trench or just to get even there. Just, you know, we thought we were cooking that way and things like that. US blue over here, isn't that, you know, body price? Yes, yeah, that's it, yes. I maintain it with your butt,
so. So, any other field training that you can recall?
No, not really, yeah. That was about it. Just a little tap again.
Can you remember what that consisted of?
Just like the bayonets, they were charging and all that, as if there was enemy in front of you. I think I once did it, A Company versus B Company or something, we attacked them, and then we had to get the shoot back and then we attacked us or something.
What was it, using the land?
Yeah, the land, and get the vehicles. Well, we didn't know that in Korea, it was very good, but that was practice in most part.
With using the lie of the land and
best position over here where the deed and used being on this side of land is could be on the top of
the far side of the hill. And trenches, was there any instruction in building and trench warfare, that kind?
No, we didn't, not trenches, we just used to dig in a hill or something like that. But no trenches, not like that. It was hard, I tell you. There was once a Buddhist retreat in Rotorua, and we lost it.
What about manoeuvres? You mentioned being away from camp.
What was really manoeuvres, you know, I guess. Like I say, A versus B or something, you know. They're attacking them and they're basically going to attack us, you know. Just learn.
And were you taught how to set up defensive positions?
Yeah, you know, like 1 platoon, 2 platoon, 3 platoon, and from the headquarters.
Behind.
You know, so you could see the major. Like, see the major down here, you know. So you could command you. Things like that, you know, how to get the lie of the land, you know. Attack the retreat.
Can you remember how you did that?
No, not really. Yeah, it was a lot of money, yes, sometimes. But, it was good learning.
And it was just the Durhams there, so you didn't do any liaison with other arms, I'm thinking of tanks, perhaps?
No. Every time I did the tanks, was like, in Korea, no, I can't remember the time, it was just to be alone. I made your own mind, but I think it was just to be alone.
So there were no larger manoeuvres involving other battalions,
no.
Aircraft, that kind.
No,
nothing like that.
Nothing. It was just us.
What about these night manoeuvres that you spoke about? Can you remember what they consisted of? What?
Just to see them like, advancing at night. Sometimes you're tapping in between. Digging in the dark, you have no way there. You know, things like that, map reading. You know, you have to read a map.
Everybody did that.
Yeah, we all did it. The compass, you know, couldn't tell you what to do. That's what you can get, so you know where you're at, you know. It's not the windows, you know, it's the thing you find in the woods, everything sort of put together.
And you were always part of the headquarters company?
Yeah, I was in the headquarters.
What about other specialist training in, I'm thinking of things like signals?
I did do a bit signal. We learned about this from a course and what we call the unit set. It was just a strap on your back. It was the unit set. I'd probably have to do some more. So I did go on a thing. Course down here, just to learn how to do it.
This was during your intensive training?
Yeah, when I was going to the major or something like that, you know. So you keep in touch with your cousins. So I had to learn that, you did the set.
Was that a field radio?
Yeah, it's a kite on the back.
How big was it?
It wasn't that big, it was just like two buttons. You know, and just completely sure of the headphones. And then I said, like a hand thing, and used the tortoise pressing by the person.
Was it reliable?
Yeah, it was the email. And if there was any message for the email, I said to tell them that, you know. So, they didn't cross the mountain.
How long would that have taken? Let me say a call.
Not very long.
Was this a day or?
Maybe 2 or 3 days, that was it. Or 10 kilos.
How many people did that?
From every company, you know, we had a senior, because we had a senior team as well. And just learned that. I mean, when I did get the career, I had to do it.